The sultry heat of Los Angeles comes through my rolled-down windows as I drive through the winding roads towards our hillside villa, tucked away in the Hollywood Hills. The views are breathtaking here. Our house overlooks downtown and gives us a beautiful sight further out towards the sea. I'm looking forward to unwinding tonight to see you, as I always do, my stunning stay-at-home wife. I'm not the only one who thinks you're delicious. I see the way the partners at the firm stare at you when we attend charity galas and Christmas parties together. Everyone wants you. How could they not? Not only are you sexy as hell, but you're a fantastic mother and wife. You run an impeccable home along with our beloved staff. You're constantly using your free time to volunteer and fundraise for causes you care about. But there's another side to you that no one else gets to see. One that's reserved just for me. As I park the car and cut the engine, the warm yellow lights inside our mansion welcome me home. There's never a time when I don't count my blessings at this sight and the knowledge that my loved ones are behind this door. The pleasure I feel looking after you and the kids is immense. No matter how strenuous and demanding my job as a criminal defense lawyer is. Don't get me wrong, I get off on the nitty-gritty details of a good case, not to mention the incomparable high of winning. But I love coming home to you even more. I grab my briefcase and bound up the steps to the front door. Chantal? Honey? The house smells of fresh pasta and homemade meatballs. Mine and the kids' favorite meal. It's too late for them to be up at this hour, but I'll give them a good night kiss later on.
I'm in here.
I walk down the hallway, admiring our private art collection hung along the walls, and reach our bedroom, tucked away at the back of the house, overlooking the outdoor pool. To my surprise, you're already lying in bed. You look quite cozy there with a magazine in your hands and a glass of wine on the bedside table. You're wearing my favorite silk floral kimono that stops at the knees and opens just at the chest. I can see the tops of your soft, round breasts, and I already feel aroused.
Hi, honey.
You jump out of bed, excited to see me, a look of mischief on your face. You give me a big, wet kiss. How was your day?
Good. I really can't complain. The twins have both made the honor roll, and my mother, well, she wants to come and visit late next week. And yours? I hope it wasn't too grueling.
You sidle up behind me and ease my blazer away from my broad shoulders. Hard, but I've made some headway on the case I was telling you about. The prosecutor has decided he wants to play dirty.
Well, he doesn't know who he's messing with, does he?
No. No, he doesn't. You hang my blazer over a chair, saunter over to lock the bedroom door, and make your way coyly back to me. Oh, I picked up a copy of that biography that you said you wanted to read. Well, Frank lent me his copy. It's on the kitchen table. Looks good. I can tell that you're not interested in the book for the moment. You seem like you're incredibly horny tonight, as you rub yourself against my back. Your head burrows between my shoulder blades, your breasts pressing firmly against me, along with something else. When I turn around, you're absolutely naked. The kimono is in a silk puddle on the floor. To my surprise and pleasure, you're wearing your favorite strap-on, the black leather harness crisscrossing tightly against your sexy waist. You stroke the erect pink plastic cock with your perfectly manicured hands and rub the flared base while staring at me seductively. That familiar, naughty smile on your face. You're incredibly excited to play tonight, and I'm eager to submit and please. You slide against me now, all hot and silky against my fingers. I try to fondle your erect nipples, try and cup your breasts with my hands, but you back away, desiring to take control.
No, 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 no.
Instead, you rub the cock against mine, all the while slipping your fingers down between your legs to touch yourself. The sight of you teasing yourself first turns me on so much. My ass clenches with excitement as you slide your other hand around my buttocks and grab me. I love it when you take control like this, when you make me suddenly feel small and submissive. It's such a welcome change from my daily life, where I have to manage so much and take control of everything.
Sit down.
You push me onto the bed and straddle me. Your strong legs wrap around my hips. The dildo presses up against me.
Remember, no touching. Not yet.
You smile wistfully and kiss me. Your fingers slowly unbutton my shirt, and you remove my tie, throwing it aside. You shove me down onto the bed so that I land on my back. Your eyes are dancing with excitement, and I anticipate your next move.
I've been thinking about you all day long.
You play with yourself even more, sliding your fingers back and forth between your labia and clit, all the while licking your lips. I want to touch you so badly, but you won't let me. Not yet. You turn around so that your glorious ass is in my face, and you make quick work of removing my pants and boxer briefs. I tentatively place my hands on either side of your hips and kiss your supple ass. Is this okay? I just want to feel you.
Yes.
You wrap your lips around my cock, throbbing and hard just for you. Your mouth feels so good against my cock. Your ass bobs up and down in front of me as your tongue slides up and down my shaft. You absolutely love sticking your ass in my face. It makes you feel so raunchy and free. I love it too. I can feel your tongue swirling around the tip of my throbbing cock. I know I'm not really supposed to touch you, but your pussy is so open in front of me. All I want to do is explore you and enter inside with my fingers. But just as soon as my fingers trail along your wet opening, you switch positions and deny me access.
I said no touching, Gabriel.
Facing towards me, you lean forward and kiss me once again, licking and biting at my lips, and then further down at my nipples. You reach for the lube, pouring it into your hands, and rub the pink cock up and down. I can tell how much you enjoy the slick feeling of it in your hands. How much you enjoy teasing me. You love being the one in charge.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.